The European Parliament has approved a one-year delay to regulations that would require importers of beef and other goods to show their products are not linked to deforestation. The law was to go into effect at the end of the year, but as U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Bohr explains, the EU systems were not ready.
It essentially requires geolocations for properties where cattle are raised to prove that they come from lands not deforested. And there are several layers of requirements, so it's a pretty intensive documentation process, and the systems were not ready for implementation on December 30th. We have, in general, traceability on our production for Europe through the non-hormone treated cattle program, but those geolocations are not shared past the verifier. So there are pieces, you know, that already exist, but they're not all put together to be able to feed into, again, this information system that's freshly launched. And having the importers having those locations in play by December 30th, not practical for the U.S. or other countries. A year is not that much time to still try to figure everything out.
Deforestation is not a concern for U.S. beef, but the regulation, as written, places a significant documentation burden on U.S. producers.
We remain optimistic that there could still be changes to this regulation to make it workable. And just remind that we have a $20 billion trade deficit with Europe on ag products specifically. And that is just in our trade through October. So hopefully we're in a strong position to try to reach some type of agreement, not just for the U.S., but for all true no-risk countries to not have the burden of the EUDR as is written.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.